This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Matthew Passy. Sunni extremists seized another city in northern Iraq. President Obama said he would send U.S. troops to Baghdad to secure the embassy. A State Department official discussed the Iraq crisis with Iranian diplomats in Vienna. We'll have more of today's top stories as we continue.
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
People familiar with the matter say AT&T will be the exclusive carrier for Amazon.com's new smartphone, which is expected to be unveiled on Wednesday. The arrangement extends Amazon's relationship with AT&T, which also provides wireless service to Kindle tablets and e-readers. The Dow edged up 5 points to 16,781 in trading on Monday. Investors weighed Iraqi turmoil against economic data and deals. The IMF predicted U.S. inflation will remain below a 2% target through 2017. They said rates should stay near zero even longer than investors expect. GM pushed its repair cost estimates for this year to $2 billion as it disclosed plans to replace ignition keys. The move comes 2 days before Chief Executive Mary Barra is set to testify before a House committee on the automaker's mishandling of an ignition switch recall involving Chevrolet Cobalt and other older models. As we continue, Apple settles over ebook charges.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Boeing said U.S. and European regulators approved its larger Dreamliner model. It's a milestone for a plane that the company hopes will bolster the profitability of its flagship jetliner program. States and cities would have to add retirement benefit promises to their balance sheets under an accounting proposal. The move could add $500 billion of additional costs to their books and make their financial position appear worse. The Supreme Court agreed to take up a free speech case that examines what it means to threaten someone online. Meanwhile, in a separate case, the justices said a challenge to a law that bans lying about candidates can proceed. Apple has reached a settlement in a civil action lawsuit over pricing of e-books, according to a filing with the New York court on Monday. Exact terms of the deal are under seal and need to be approved by the court. And baseball legend Tony Gwynn, whose prolific hitting ability and gregarious demeanor made him one of the most beloved athletes of his generation, died Monday after a lengthy battle with cancer. He was 54. For details on these stories and more, head to WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.